拉得非常的美妙。
Well, we're happy to be here this morning with you.
我们今天早上很高兴可以和大家在一起。
Today is a day that we every year we have our Thanksgiving holiday.
当然，我们每年都会庆祝感恩节。
Although it's Thursday and not this morning, but we want to bring this to you and talk to you a little bit about Thanksgiving.
虽然感恩节是在将要来的这个周四，不是今天，但是我们今天要在这里讲感恩的。
Actually, in the American culture, it's the beginning of the holiday season.
因为对于美国的传统文化来说，这个感恩节是这个所谓节日的开始，节日这个季节的开始。
From now until from Thanksgiving until January the 1st.We're in a holiday spirit with our music and with our decorations and all that kind of thing.
所以从感恩节开始一直到新年，就这一段时间就都是这个是很有节日气氛，到处都有装饰的非常漂亮，然后有这个节日的音乐。
To the American culture, this is a time for family. Thanksgiving is a family time.
对美国人来说，感恩节是个家人聚集的时候。
They will travel many miles to be with their family for Thanksgiving.
很多人都要就是说从别的地方回到家里来，然后跟家人一起团聚。
There was a man one time that called up his son.
那从前有一个人，他就是给他儿子打电话。
During the Thanksgiving season, just before Thanksgiving.
那就是快到感恩节了，他就给他儿子打电话。
Now he said, "Son, I have to tell you, I'm going to divorce your mother."
他跟他儿子怎么说？他说：“儿子啊，我得告诉你说，我跟你妈要离婚了。”
Now they have been married many, many years.
他跟他的这个母亲已经结婚很多年。
He said, "I'm just telling you. You tell your sister, and that I'm going to divorce."
他就说我受不了了，这个你去跟你姐姐讲，我们俩要离婚了。
And all of a sudden, "Oh no, Daddy, you're not going to do that."
那这个儿子可就说，你怎么突然一下这样决定呢？
You just tell your sister, call her up and tell her.
那爸爸说你不用管了，你就跟你姐说就好了。
So he called her.
那这个儿子
on the phone called her.
就赶快给姐姐打电话。
And when she heard that, she hit the roof.
那这个姐姐一听，当然就爆炸了。
No, they're not going to do that.
他们怎么会怎么想着做这种事情？他们怎么能够离婚呢？
You call them back and tell them we're coming right away and don't do anything until we come.
所以这姐姐就说，你去跟爸爸说，你什么也不要做，等着我们马上就过到你们那边去。
So sure enough, they got on the plane and they were going to start, but after the father had talked to the son,
那所以呢，这两个人就计划要飞到父母亲那里去。
And the son said, "Now I called my sister. She's very upset. You can't do anything till we get there."
那所以这在这之前，儿子当然就打电话跟爸爸说，他说我跟我姐姐说了，我姐姐说你们什么都不能做，等着我们马上就来。
And he hung up on his father.
然后就把电话挂了。
His father put down the phone.
这爸爸也把电话放下。
He turned to his wife.
然后就转头对他妻子说。
He said, "Mother." The children are coming home for Thanksgiving, and we didn't even have to pay the ticket.
然后爸爸就回头说：“妈妈，孩子们要回家过感恩节了，而且他们自己出飞机票钱。”
So that's how much Thanksgiving means to the American people.
所以这个感恩节是对我们美国人是非常重要的。
But I think really that Thanksgiving is not just we know it's not just for this time, but Thanksgiving can change your life.
当然我们知道感恩不仅仅是在感恩节才要做的事情，常怀一颗感恩的心对你的生活会有很大的不同。
Let's look at Philippians 2:13.
我们来一起看腓立比书第二章。
He tells us here to do everything without complaining or arguing.
腓立比书第二章第十四节，在我们的周报内页有，凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
That in itself hits a lot of our people.
这个对我们来说，对很多人来说好像很困难。
Complaining and arguing,
发怨言
they're two of our favorite things to do.
起争论，这不是我们最喜欢做的事情吗？抱怨吗
？I have to argue my point.
那我得让他们知道我的观点呀。
And I have to let people know how I feel.
我也得让大家知道我的感受啊。
It goes on to say, "Don't do that."
但是圣经告诉我们说不要。
So that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in this crooked and diverse world.
说使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲被谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。
In which you can shine like stars.
你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。
You see, he's telling us here that a person who grumbles are not thankful.
这里面讲的这个愿发愿言的人就不是有
In fact, they are voicing what they don't like, not what they're thankful for.
发愿言的时候，你在讲的都是你不喜欢的事情，而不是说你感到感恩。
And again, when we're arguing, we're not thankful.
然后起争论的时候，也不是你感恩的时候。
So he's saying there that you and I have a purpose in life to shine as the stars in the sky.
这里讲到说我们你我作为基督徒我们的生活在这个世界上有一个目的就是能够在这个世代中好像明光照耀
You know, when you're out in a place where there's no lights
你有没有想过你在晚上在一个黑暗的地方
And the stars come out, they're so very bright
然后这个星星出来的时候非常的明亮
Those that have lived in a city all of your life have never really seen the starsUntil they get out where there's no light and the stars shine in their beauty.
如果你一辈子都住在城市里，你可能都没有经历过说，在这个完全漆黑的夜里，当这个星星出来的时候，是非常的亮。
So what Jesus says as Christians, we are to shine in a dark world.
那耶稣在这里所说的就是，我们作为基督徒，我们就好像那个在黑暗中的那个很明亮的星星一样。
You see, Thanksgiving holiday gives us the perfect opportunity to transform our lives from those of griping and dissatisfaction to the life of joy and gratitude.
那所以这个感恩节就给我们一个很好的机会，让我们改变我们这个内心的这个抱怨、这个不满，让它能够变成充满感恩和赞美的。
Actually, God wants us to be no more than a thankful.
因为神要我们所做的就是一个怀着很多感恩的心的人。
In the Psalms, you'll re praise ye the Lord.
那因为在诗篇中，诗人就说你们要
赞美耶和华。
然后因他为喜乐。
And throughout the Word of God, you'll see that this seems to be the very center and the theme of what a Christian's life should be.
而且如果你看圣经的话，这个是一个。作为基督徒，神给我们的一个生活的一个中心，一个指令。
Actually, someone has said that a thankful spirit is one of the key distinguishing character marks of a Christian.
这个有人说过，这个长存感恩的心，这是一个作为一个基督徒一个非常明显的一个特质。
It sets us apart. It makes us different.
而且使人能够看出基督徒与其他的人不同。
There is something about thankfulness that.We actually have benefits from being thankful.
而且当我们心存感恩的时候，我们自己能够得到益处。
You might say, well, why is it so important to be a thankful person?
你可能会问，为什么要一定要感恩呢？有那么重要吗？
I think that the sense of gratitude is healing for us.
我相信当我们心存感恩的时候，对我们自己有这个治愈的功效。
It gives us a perspective.Beyond what this world thinks.
让我们能够超越，就是说我们眼前这个世界所带给我们的，而能够看到这个我们将来的盼望。
So actually, being a thankful person can increase your own personal happiness.
而当你心存感恩的时候，你的里面就会充满了喜乐。
You see, most of us feel like my happiness depends on my circumstances, my circumstances.
很多时候我们会想说，那我如果我环境都很顺利，那我当然就。很感恩了。
If I would say to you now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy do you feel?
那如果我现在做一个调查，说如果从1到10，这个十是最高兴、最满意，然后1是最不满意，你自己怎么评价自己？
I probably should ask you on 1 to 10 how sleepy you are.
也许我应该把这问题改成这个评价一下你现在到底有多困，从1到10。
Then maybe you could say, oh, I know what you mean.
就那我就该。我们就能够明白是什么意思。
But you see, real happiness is an attitude.
但是这个真正的这个喜乐是一种态度。
Haven't you met those people that just seem to have a bubbling spirit? Happiness just seems to ooze from them.
你有没有见过遇到过有些人，他们真是看到是从里往外的，就是那种拦不住的那种，好像很高兴、很快乐的样子。
You said, "Why the circumstances I'm in, I couldn't be happy."
那你可能会说你要知道我现在所处的情况，你就能够明白我没办法高兴起来。
Come with me for a moment to a Roman prison.
那你跟我一起来到这个罗马的监狱里去看一下。
Water on the floor.
地上有很多积水。
rats running around.
然后还有老鼠跑来跑去。
And if I know anything about roaches, they were there too.
如果那那个时候肯定也有蟑螂。
And there was Paul standing in the middle of that.
那保罗身身处的就是那样的环境。
Damp, cold.
潮湿阴冷。
And do you know what he wrote?
但是他是怎么说的呢?
He said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say, "Rejoice."
保罗在腓立比书里说，你们要常靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
In those circumstances, no.
是因为他身处这样的环境，所以他能够喜乐吗?
But Paul saying yes, in everything we can rejoice.
不是因为环境，但是保罗却告诉我们说，不管身处什么样的环境，你们都可以喜乐。
How can we do that?
那我们怎么才能做到呢?
Because of their attitude in life is that I'm a child of God, he will take care of me, and someday I'll go home to be with him.
因为对于保罗和对于所有的基督徒来说，他们的态度就是说，我们是神的儿女，神会照顾我们，而且有一天我们会回到天家与他面对面。
Thanksgiving is a perspective in life.
这个
It really is.
是一种生活的态度。
We can be a person that is very thankful about things, and it seems like life has a different perspective than when I'm always negative and grumbling, and nothing ever satisfies me.
我们可以心存感恩，我们也可以就是看见什么都不顺眼，有很多可以挑刺的地方，我们可以完全忘记我们所有的，但是我们也可以完全有一种不同的态度，就是有一种感恩的。
So we can see that happiness can be an attitude and should be an attitude, and also it gives us a different perspective in life.
所以当我们有这个心怀感恩，有满足的时候，我们就会有不同的态度，而且看事情也会有不同的眼光。
When you feel that everyone owes you something,
如果你看每个人都好像欠你很多钱似的样子。
Or when you feel that my happiness depends on others.
如果你觉得别人所作所为影响到你的这个喜乐的程度。
Your attitude will show that.
那你的态度就会反映出
来。And your perspective of life will be that.
那你对生活的看法也会是这样的。
So that any time you come up against it, it's there. You look at it in a negative way.
所以任何事情来的时候，你都很容易的
就 It becomes a down to you.
就从负面上有所反应，然后使你的心情更加低落。
And there are so many little things that come with down.
那很多事情都可以，你都可以把它从这个负面的角度去看。
Depression.
然后呢，就会在你的生活中有影响，你会沮丧。
Feel like that actually you're a victim.
然后就会觉得都是别人害了你。
You see, these are the things that grip.The heart of that person who always sees something down.
然后你就会变成这个这样，你的心就会被这些负面的东西抓住，所以你看事情的这个角度常常都是这种负面的。
You see, thanksgiving, happiness that comes from that thanksgiving heart, that one that is thankful, improves your witness for Christ.
当你心存感恩的时候，你看事情的时候也常常会有感激的态度，然后你就会给你带来喜乐和满足，同时。你就能够为基督做好的见证。
People notice that.
因为别人就会看到你长存喜乐和感恩。
People begin to appreciate that.
然后他们会喜欢你这样的态度。
Because so many times people are so discouraged.
因为很多时候我们生活的这个世界，我们遇到的常常是令我们沮丧的事情。
As I go out many times, I talk to people.
我常常在外面有事情的时候，我就会跟别人讲话。
And I smile with them.
那我跟他们说话的时候，我会。
I remember one store I went in and I was dealing with the clerk and she was looked so down.
那有一次我在商店里买东西，然后这个售货员好像就是很看上去就是很不高兴的样子。
And I began to talk to her and we began to talk about something and by the time I left she was smiling.
那我就开始跟他就是讲话嘛，聊天这样子，然后就慢慢说起来，然后到我们讲完的时候，他的脸上已经开始有笑容了。
So actually, if you're going to win souls for the Lord, you can't be like them.
所以如果你想要为神、为主赢得灵魂的话，你不能像跟他们一样。
Because they see no need to have what you have.
因为如果你跟他们一样的话，他为什么要听你的呢？你所有的他们也一样有。
It makes you, it enhances your relationship.
而且当你心存感激和喜乐的时候，也能够帮助你的人际关系。
Now let's look at man and wife.
那我们来看这个 丈夫和妻子的关系。
There's some things you notice about married couples.
那你肯定注意到这个夫妇两个。
Many times after a period of time, they become ungrateful and unappreciative of their spouse.
一般都是好像开始两个人都是感情很好，慢慢的就互相都是说当成理所当然，就对对方很少心存感激。
As a pastor, I married many people.
那我做牧师，然后我主持过很多婚礼。
And I've watched some of them.
然后呢，在他们的婚姻过程中，我也观察。
And it just isn't like the same day when they said I do.
这个都是慢慢会改变的。这个两个人的关系很快就不再是像这个结婚当天那个。
There was a couple I married them, and I can remember her sitting in the car and telling me all of his faults. After their marriage.
我还记得我曾经那个就主持过一个婚礼，然后后来过了一阵子，这个太太跟我一起坐在车里，就一直抱怨这个先生怎么不好。
Listen to this as somebody described about a few years in marriage.
有一个人这么讲过这个婚姻的头几年的情况。
You know, at first the husband sees his wife has a cold.
那刚开始的时候呢，这个丈夫看见太太啊生病了，感冒了。
He said you don't look good.
他就说，哎呀，你看上去
好像生病了。You should go to the hospital.
你去医院吧。
And I have it all arranged.
我都已经打电话都安排好了。
I know the food's bad there, but I'll bring food to you.
我知道这个医院的东西饭不好吃，我会给你做好饭带去的。
Then we see the second year.
啊，这是第一年，那到第二年了。
You don't look so good.
然后感冒了就说哎呀
I've called the doctor, go and lay down, I'll take care of the children.
就说我已经给医生打电话了，你去躺会儿吧，我来看孩子。
The third year.
到第三年。
You know you're not looking so hot.
你看上去不怎么
And when you're done feeding the children and cleaning up.
等你把孩子喂好了都收拾好了。
You better lay down.
你就去歇会儿吧。
By the fourth year.
到第四年的时候。
He says, would you quit walking around here barking like a seal?
你能不能别在这儿转来转去，然后冲人大吼大叫？
You're going to give me that cold.
你要一会儿就把感冒传染给我了。
See, many times longer, the more familiar we are, the less thankful we are for each other.
所以常常是我们对彼此越熟悉，然后就越缺少感恩的心。
And this happens so many times.
这是常常发生的。
We are not truly thankful, grateful people.
因为我们真的是从本质上来说，我们不是那个感恩的人。
We sort of forget that all of us have little problems in our life.
我们常常会忘记说，我们每个人的生活中都有问题，我们都不是完人。
And you know, when you live with someone, it's easy to see their faults.
而且当你和一个人生活在一起的时候，你就很容易看到他的毛病。
But she was telling me about something, and I said, well, you know.As a pastor, I don't see him that way because I always see the good side of him.
那有一次师母跟我讲一些事情，我就跟他说，我因为我做牧师嘛，我常常大家都把这个最好的这个样子给我看，我看不到，不太能够看到他们这个丑恶的一面。
So how do we keep that spark of caring about each other?
所以我们怎么才能长存就是对对方的那个感恩和愿意对他的照顾和关怀呢？
The only way we can really do it is beginning to recognize that we are two different people with two different areas of faults, but we learn how to deal with them and we learn how to love them.
那我们就要明白说我们是两个不同的人，有不同的这个问题和不同的毛病，但也有不同的需要。那我们要学习彼此相处的时候能够彼此关怀，彼此满足对方的需要。
You see, the problem is that we begin to lose respect for them.
但是这个问题常常在于说我们对对方失去了那个尊重。
And as we lose respect for them, we sort of lose that edge that wants to care that much about.
我们首先失去的是这个尊重，当尊重不在的时候，这个关怀也就跟着消失了。
But husbands, do you know?How much it would change your home if you came home with flowers and said to your wife, I really love you.
先生们，你有没有想过说你有一天你自己主动的买花给你的太太，然后回来跟她说，我真的是非常爱你，非常感谢你，你们俩的关系是会有怎么样的改变？
I thank you for being a good mother. I thank you for helping.
我谢谢你，你是一个非常好的妈妈。
She really might have a heart attack.But then she would appreciate it.
估计这个太太肯定会吓一跳，但是她也会很感激你这样做。
You see, wives, just think how much your marriage would improve if you told your husband how much you appreciate him once in a while.
那太太们，你们是不是也，如果你们时常的跟你的先生讲说，你真的是非常的感激他，非常就是谢谢他能为这个家庭做
一切。Now we have our to-do list.
我们常常是有一个清单说。
That we're reminding them all the time.
就是告诉他你要做这个做那个，很长。
And then after they don't do it, we begin to hit their character. You're lazy.
然后如果他们不这么做的话，我们就开始
everybody else.
来谴责说他们这个说他这个人不好，说你这么懒，然后你只给别人做不给我们做。
So you can see how those things begin to melt away. That's caring about.
然后所以当这个我们这么做的时候，就像我刚才讲，这个尊重，这个关怀，慢慢就不见了。
Kids, how do you think your mom and dad would feel if you went and told them how much you appreciate all the money they spend on you?
那孩子们，你没有想过，如果你哪天主动跟你的爸妈说，非常谢谢你们在我们身上花了这么多钱。
For the many nice meals.
然后给他们做了很多好吃的饭。
For getting you an iPad.
然后还给你们买 iPad.
They would be so thrilled.
那爸爸妈妈肯定会很高兴。
We have a way of taking everything for granted.
但是我们常常就会很多事情都变成理所当然。
Paul was a very thankful person.
保罗是一个很充满感谢的人。
And what did he really have to be thankful of?
那保罗他这样心存感激，那他是不是有很多的这个？
He had been rich. He had been from a wealthy, a good family of a good standing.
他曾经是很富有的，曾经是社会地位很高的人。
Highly educated.
然后是一个受过很深教育的人。
Respected by the whole Jewish church.
那当时那个这个罗马这个犹太的这个宗教这个团体都对他很尊重。
And now he was hated.
可是后来呢，就是他们开始憎恨
他。He was poor.
然后也没钱了。
He had been in prison.
然后又被抓到监狱里。
He had been beaten.
又挨打。
I could go on, and yet he says, I am thankful.
他经历了这些所谓的不幸，但是
he writes,
保罗告诉大家他是非常感恩的。
He writes to the Roman church, and he says, or to the Roman, to Rome, and says, first I thank God for all of you.
那他在这个罗马写信的时候，他讲到说，第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神。
He writes to the church in Corinth and he says, I always thank God for you.
然后在他写给哥林多教会的书信的时候说，我常为你们感谢我的神。
To the church in Ephesus, he said, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayer.
对以弗所的教会，他说，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
To the church in Philippi, he said, I thank my God every time I remember you.
给菲利比的教会，他这样说。
You know, I was a pastor.
我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神。
I must tell you, there were some members I didn't thank God every time I thought of them.
那我可以告诉你，我作为一个这个牧师，有的时候想到某些会员的时候，我比较缺乏感谢的心。但是主要帮助。
Cried and I prayed over it until God would help me to release that. These are not easy things to do.
那我就跟神祷告，我向他祈求，向他哭求，神帮助我，让我的心里的这个缺乏感恩能够离开，让我能够为我的会员感谢神。
Thanksgiving, being thankful, it solidifies our relationship with God.
当我们有感谢的心的时候，能够使我们跟神的关系能够更加坚固。
Someone said God lives in two places.
有人说神住在两个地方。
He lives in heaven.
他住在天上。
And he lives in a humble, grateful heart.
然后住在那个谦卑、充满感激的人的心里。
And it's true. It's very hard to really get hold of God with a heart that's critical and bitter.
这是真实的。
We just can't seem to.
当我们这个心里充满了这个挑剔，充满了这个苦毒的时候，很难使我们很难能够感受到神，能够连接跟他在一起。
Sometimes when we say God, you're so far away.
有的时候我们会说神啊，你为什么好像那么遥远
？I can't seem to reach you.
好像碰不到也，然后也摸不着。
But if we would only recognize that we have so much within our heart that God can't live there.
可是我们要意识到说，当我们心里真的是满了那些就是那些抱怨、那些痛苦、苦毒的时候，神没有办法住在我们里面。
How to develop being thankful? How do we develop?
那我们怎么才能这个操练自己，然后能够让我们自己有一颗感恩的心呢
？First one premise that we must thoroughly understand.
但是这里面有一个条件你要明白。
I don't think we really do.
我想很多人其实是不懂。
I think we say it.
我们常常是说
But it's easy to say some things, and it's different if the reality is part of you, ingrained in you.
可是这个嘴上会说是一件事情，当这个事实在你心里是一个成型的一个基础，又是另外一回事。
That everything we have is God's and not ours.
这也就是说，我们所拥有的一切都是属于神的，不是属于我们自己的。
Psalmist says, "The earth is the Lord and everything in it."
那这个是大卫在诗篇中说，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
We're sort of on a big loan.
我们好像是这个神把借给我们很多的东西。
God is seemingly loaning us this wonderful life, or this life that we have, this that we feel we have accomplished. My friend, every good and perfect gift cometh from God above.
当我们这个生活在这个世界上的时候，神好像把这个生命借给了我们。我们的生活中所拥有的一切，都是神提供给我们的。因为圣经上说，这个一切美善的都出自于神。
The man was very hungry. He was there by the bakery, and the man in the shop came and gave him a loaf of bread.
那有一个人他很饿的时候，他到一个这个面包店，然后这个面包店的主人就给了他一个面包。
He thanked the baker.
他就很感谢这个面包店的主人。
He said, "Don't thank me. Thank the miller who made the wheat. Other words, who made the bread."
那他就这个面包烤面包的人就说，你不用谢我，你去谢那个磨坊主。
So he went to the miller and he said, "Thank you, miller." He said, "Don't thank me. Thank the farmer that raised this wheat."
那他这个人就去感谢磨坊主。磨坊主说，你不用谢我，你去谢那个农夫，他是他把这个麦子种出来的。
And he said to them.Don't thank me. He said, it's the Heavenly Father who sends the wonderful soil and the rain and the sun and the proper mixture so that it will grow.
那当他这个人去感谢农夫的时候，农夫就说，你不用谢我，你要谢神，是他让这个有阳光有雨露，然后给我们肥沃的土地，一切的条件使得这个麦子可以生长。
Everything that we eat and you put in your mouthHas come from God.
我们所吃的任何一样东西都是从神来的。
It goes through a process, yes, of this person and that person and that person, but it always ends up back in the field where the sunshine and the rain waters and heats that up into the place that it comes food.
当然有人在其中付出了劳动，把这个原材料做成了成品，然后你可以吃到嘴里，但是你最终一切的话，这个源头都是来于这个阳光雨水，使得地上的一切能够生长。
You go to Africa in some areas of it.
如果你去非洲的话，
where the famines are.
如果你到了那些真的是有饥荒的地方，
Is it because some of them don't have the money?
是因为他们没有钱吗？
No, probably there's some of them that would have enoughto scrape together to get some bread.
他们其实是有钱可以说买到东西。
It's because the earth is not bringing forth the wheat.
那常常这个有饥荒的缘故，是因为这个天气的条件，是因为这个缺水或者是太怎么样，所以这个庄稼没有办法生长。
Why is that? Because they're living in a section of the world where they get very little rain.
那就是因为干旱的缘故，那个地区干旱，所以这个没有办法生长。
Do you know that a lot of our catastrophes happens and a lot of damage during those catastrophes because we build in places where catastrophes can happen?
你知道这个，我们常常读到一些这个自然灾害对人的生活造成的影响，但是也是因为人。我们居住的这个地方就是这个自然的现象发生的地方。
In California, where they build up in the mountains and among the trees, that we know from scientific proof that forests are going to burn.
那我们知道有这个知识，从这个经验也知道说，在这个加州的山上是会着火的，但是人还是要把房子盖在这个树林当中。
It's actually the way the forest renews itself.
因为这个森林火灾常常是一种自然现象，是帮助这个森林。
Yet we build right in the middle of something like that, and then when the great forest fires, we sort of blame God.
所以呢，这个森林的重生的这个再生也是。 这个火灾是一种方式，我们把房子建在那个地方，然后当火灾发生的时候，我们就会说，哎呀，为什么这个事情这样发生？我们反而会去责怪神。
Sometimes the hurricanes, they do tremendous damage, but a lot of it's because we build right on the water.
那这个飓风来的时候就会造成很多的损失，但是也是因为我们要把一定要把房子建在海边，建在这个飓风要经过的这个道路上。
You see, we, you say, what's that matter? The fact is that we ourselves, if we had to really, really have the plan for life, we're way off course.
那我们很多时候我们这样讲，是因为我们很多时候我们自己好像筹划这个人生，我们筹划我们的生活，但是却常常是这个是一个偏离的轨道。
That's why you and I have to recognize and grasp hold of the fact that there is a tremendous God. They're calling him what now? Intelligence, tremendous intelligence. They don't want to call him God. They call him an intelligence.
那我们需要明白说，有一位神。那可能现在如果这个所谓这个，如果你在政治上正确的话，你可以不说，你不能说神，你说有一个这个智慧，有一个这个智慧的存在。
That's keeping us.
是这个是这个神让我们一切能够生活存留能够正常。
So we have to recognize then that we have to begin, children. You have to start doing this too.
那孩子们，你们也应该要这样做。
You're way beyond children.
当然，你们已经不是小孩子了。
You have to begin to nurse in you a thankful spirit.
你要开始在你们的心里培养一个感恩的心。
Every time you eat your cereal. Snap, crackle, pop, whatever it is.
你们当你们早上吃你们的这个麦片粥的时候
，It's because of God that we have.
你要想到说是因为神，我们才能有面前的食物。
The atheist woman one time came out and looked at the glorious sunset.
那有一个这个不信神的一个女人，然后有一天出来看到一个非常美的日落。
Oh, she said, "I'm so thankful. This is so beautiful."
她说，哎呀，真的这个这么美，真的是让我觉得很感恩。
And some man said to her, "Who are you thankful for?"
那有人就会问他，那你到底感谢谁呢
？Who's the one that did this?
是谁把这个美景放在你的面前呢
？We've been to places in our world that's amazing.
我们去过，我们可能到过这个世界很多地方，真的是美景非常的奇妙。
The beauty is breathtaking.
那个美丽是让令人这个屏住呼吸的。
And always those places are not where man has made, but what God has allowed to this.Old earth of ours.
那些美景不是人手所造的，是神所造，神所允许发生在那里的。
So get that principle into your hearts, folks.
所以你要让这个观念真的是深入你的心。
Let it bring you down to the place where we can humble ourselves before God.
让我们真的是能够在神面前能够谦卑。
You didn't make your brain power.
你的这个头脑，你的这个能力，不是你自己做的。
You didn't make all of the energy within this body of ours.
你的身体里面的能量也不是你自己让它出现的。
You realize that when you begin to lose the energy.
因为尤其是当你这个年老体衰的时候，你就发现不是你能
够留住的。God made a tremendous body.
这个神所造的这个人体是非常奇妙的。
It can take some very hard treatment.
可以能够承受很这个很多的这个情况。
God made us.
是神造的。
Marvelous.
非常奇妙。
Everything connecting.
所有一切都连接得非常巧妙。
That didn't just happen.
这不是只是偶然发生的。
There was a divine designer named God.
是有一个奇妙的创造主。
So therefore, I have got to remember and understand and become thankful for everything God gives us.
所以我们必须要记得，我们必须要明白，我们要感恩，因为所有的一切都是从神来的。
That's why we have to stop complaining.
所以我们也要停止抱怨。
Complaining is a pity party.
这个抱怨就好像是说一个那个自怜自哀。
Oh, it's not what I wanted.
这不是我想要的。
It's not like it's happening, not like I wanted it to happen.
这个完全是出于我的计划之外。
You're either going to give up pity if you want power, or if you don't want power, keep on pitying.
那如果你这个总是在自怜的话，你就没有能力。
Remember this, nobody owes you anything.
你要记得说，没有人欠你什么。
Some of you mothers and fathers, oh, you don't know what my kids owe me.
可是你爸妈可能会说，他们欠我，这个孩子们欠我们很多。
They owe you nothing.
但是他们真的，孩子们也不欠父母什么。
Who brought them into this world?
是谁把他们生在这个世界上的呢？
Who put in them in the place that they need something?
然后是谁把他们放到这个地位上，让他们不得不需要什么东西？
And if you know that you grumble and you complain and that you're always living in that attitude, get out of it.
所以如果你自己知道你总是抱怨，总是缺乏感恩的话，
begin to work on it.
你要自己想办法走出来。
Pray and ask God to help you, and then little by little, when these things come up, stop them in your life.
你可以祷告求神来帮助你，当你再一次的想要抱怨，想要这个不满的时候，帮助自己停下来。
And thankfulness will become a habit.
所以当你操练的时候，当你学习的时候，你这个感恩的心就成了一个习惯，是一个好的习惯。
You know, it was Daniel. He had a very good habit. Every day he prayed and looked out toward the Jerusalem.
旧约圣经里的但以理，他会非常有一个非常好的习惯，他每一天都祷告，然后面向耶路撒冷祷告。
It can become so much of a habit.
所以当我们这个感恩的心也可以成为习惯。因为对我来，我可以告诉你，这是我的经验。
I'm sure that Mrs. Shi and Su Lin are tired of me saying thank you.
那我相信许师母和像舒林常跟我在一起的人已经常常听我说谢谢。
But it is a part of my life.
但是这个已经变成我的生
活的习惯。And I want to tell you, I really mean it.
而且我想告诉你说，我不是嘴上说说而已，我是真的很感谢。
People don't have to do anything for us.
因为没有人有好像欠我们一样，一定要
为我们做什么。People don't have to give to us.
他们不一定非要为我们做什么。
We must learn how to appreciate every little thing.
我们要学会说，当别人为我们做事的时候，我们有心存感激。
I told Dorothy, if I don't say thank you to someone when they've done something, I feel almost naked.
那我就跟许师母讲说，如果当别人为我做什么事情，
I feel like something's wrong.
我没有跟他说谢谢的话，就好像我自己没穿衣服一样，那个感觉是很不好。
You say, well, I would get tired of saying it. I don't get tired of saying it because actually it's just a part of my life.
你可能问我说，你老这么说你不累吗？但是我真的是不觉得，因为这个已经是成为习惯。
And I'm very thankful that it is.
而且我也很感激，说我有这个习
惯。Because it makes me a much happier person.
因为当我感谢别人的时候，我自己里面也可以有喜乐。
Thanksgiving, thankfulness is a daily discipline.
所以这个心存感激是一种每天的操练。
What do you mean by that, Sister Schwartz?
什么意思呢？
I mean that you and I daily need to begin our day thanking God.Thanking those that we love and thanking those that have given to us.
那我的意思就是说，当你每天开始新的一天生活的时候，你就在起始的时候你就对神说谢谢，然后感谢那些爱我们的人，感谢那些为我们提供一切需要的人。
You know, if you woke this morning with more health than illness,
你知道如果你今天早上起来就是还算健康的话，
you are more blessed than 1 million people.Who will not survive this week?
你比那个这世界上另外的一百万人都更有幸，因为他们这个星期就会死去。
If you've never experienced the danger of war, the loneliness of imprisonment, and the agony of torture,
如果你从来没有经历过战争，然后被关在监狱里，或者是被这个严刑拷问的话
，or the pangs of starvation.
或者是这个忍饥挨饿。
You are more blessed than and more fortunate than 500,000 or 500 million people on earth.
你比这个世界上另外的五亿人都更有幸。
If you have food in your refrigerator,
如果你冰箱里有食物
，clothes on your back,
身上有衣服穿
，roof over your head,
然后有一个房子可以住
，$20 in your pocket,
兜里有20块钱的话。
And a place to sleep.
然后晚上有地方睡觉。
You are richer than 75% of the world.
你比全世界另外75%的人更有富有。
Forgive me for my whining, Lord.
那个，请原谅我这个抱怨一点点。
Forgive me for my grumbling.
原谅我的这个。
I'm one of the 25% of the blessed of this world.
我是这世界上比较蒙福的那百分之二十五。
Let's see. I'm going to give you a little test this morning before I finish.
在结束之前，我要给大家做一个小测验。
What do you tend to talk more about? Your blessings or your disappointments?
你想一想，你的生活中，你是比较多的跟人去讲你所蒙到的、受到的祝福呢，还是比较多讲说让你失望的事情、让你不满意的事情
？Stop and think about that.
去想一想。
Are you a complainer, always grumbling, always find fault with your circumstances?
你是常常抱怨吗？总是在这个环境中找问题挑刺吗
？Are you one that is content with what you have?
你满意你现在所拥有的吗
？Or are you one that's dissatisfied and wanting more?
还是不满足，想要更多
？I could give illustrations for all of these, but we don't have time. But what I'm saying is, this is what.Constitutes a thankful person.
我现在在做这个测验，就是让你知道你自己是到底是不是一个心怀感恩的人。
Do you find it easier to count your blessings, or is it easier to count your afflictions?
你觉得这个数算恩典容易呢，还是数算你生活中的不幸容易呢
？I've learned that people don't really want to hear how you feel when you say, "How are you?"
那个我发现，当这个大家问候说你怎么样啊？的时候，他们并不真的想知道你怎么样。
That's to the Americans like the one that you have. Have you eaten today?
就好像中国人打招呼说吃了没一样，并不真的想知道你吃了没有。
One time a girl said that to me, and I said no, and she looked. Oh, what do I do? She went to Mrs. She said, "What do I do?"
有一次有一个中孩一个人跟我这样问，我就说没吃，然后他就不知道该怎么回答好。
So many times you say, how are you today? And then you go into all of your complaints and they stand there.
那就如果、oh. 所以当有人跟你这样问说你今天怎么样的时候你就把你所有的这个不满都撒野出来就说哎呀怎么、
Do you express thanks to others when they help you or do you just take it that that's my dues?
那当别人帮助了你给你恩惠的时候你是不是会对他们表示感谢还是觉得说这些是应该他们做的
You know, I appreciate Dorothy's daughter. She's always teaching her little son to say thank you.
那个雅珍常常会教她的这个孩子说，教他说谢谢。
It was his first word he ever spoke.
所以对于伊森来说，这是他所学会的第一个字。
谢谢。
Thank you.
Yes. That was his first word.
那个是他的第一个会说的话就是谢谢。
My first word, mother tells me, was apple, something to eat.
我从小会说的第一个字是苹果。
And I lived that all my life.
是那个要吃的东西。
So I hope Ethan will be thankful. We were playing with Play-Doh the other day, and he said to me, 谢谢。
那我有一天我跟他一起玩橡皮泥，他就跟我说谢谢。我希望他长大能够成为一个心怀感恩的人。
Don't take what other people do for you as if you deserved it.
不要把别人为你做的事情都好像是说他们应该做的，你要对他们心存感恩。
Would others say that you are a thankful person?
别人会说你是一个常常感恩的人吗
？You know, I only bring these things because God's word tells us to be thankful.
我跟你讲这些是因为神的话要我们。
We live ways in our home and in our job and among people that makes us unhappy.
神要我们常常感恩，虽然我们的生活环境、我们的工作、家庭，然后所处的这个社会都有很多让我们不高兴的事情。
When you weigh them against something that's really weighty, something that really matters, they're so simple.
但是我们所遇到的这些挫折、这些困难，当你跟它相比那些更沉重的、更严肃的事情的时候，其实都不是大问题。
That's why we all need to strive.
所以我们常常要努力。
Ask God to make me thankful.
然后求神让我们有感恩的心。
Graceful person.
然后是一个有恩典的人。
That's one of my prayers. Lord, make me a graceful old woman.
所以这也是常常是我的祷告，说神呢，让你帮助我成为是一个有恩典的一个老人家。
I've seen so many that weren't.
因为我见过有很多不是这样的老人家。
It's something that as we do, it not only brings others happiness, it brings.Happiness to our own.
当我们这样做的时候，不仅给别人能够带来喜乐，也给我们自己带来喜乐。
I trust that not only now, but you'll learn to become a very thankful person.
我相信不仅仅是现在此时此刻，你也将来也会能够一直是一个充满感恩的人。
Maybe now before you eat and you say thank you, Lord, you remember that it is because of Him that I am eating.
也许当我们下次谢饭祷告的时候，当你说感谢神的时候，真的是说知道说我们所这个饮用的食物是从他来的。
Oh, I worked for it.
你可能会说
I've paid every cent for it.
是我努力工作辛苦赚钱然后花钱买来的。
But someday we may have, as James said, we may have all the money but can't get the food.
但是也可能有一天是到有一天你可能有很多钱却没有办法买到食物。
Learn to be thankful now.
让我们学习从现在开始就有感恩的心。
God bless you.
愿神祝福你。